This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Thursday, 7:07. What you eating, Bryn? Hey, Hooman, what are you reviewing today?
So we're going to review a film called Angel Has Fallen with Tommy Igo. It's another Gerard Butler film.
Get it.
But I'm also going to just give a quick shout out to a couple other films.
Cause that's the third one in a trilogy?
It is, yeah.
Angel Has Fallen?
Yeah. Do you want the other two? I'll mention again during the review. But our Olympus Has Fallen and London Has Fallen.
Oh.
Have you seen those?
No. And now Angel Has Fallen?
Yeah. And this is...
Now. I haven't seen that.
This is basically the last week in August, so they're cramming in, like, 14 movies are coming out this week. It's crazy.
Why? So, because there's, like, a whole new thing in the fall?
September is considered, you know, the Oscar season's beginning.
Oh.
So August is, like, the throwaway month where it's all crap films.
I thought January was the throwaway.
January and August, those are the two. The movies that aren't worthy to come out this year come out January next year. Then the movies that aren't worthy to be in the real part of summer come out in August.
Is there something about Labor Day? Is there like a, you know, that's it? It's the beginning of Oscar season, so they, you know, they get the three or whatever it is, the 3-day weekend to...
Yes. Yeah.
So are there big releases coming out?
There are, yeah, yeah.
Tell me about it later. All right, so Angel Has Fallen, you and Tommy Igo. Good, yeah. I'll be glad to see Tommy. All right, Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Rebel, soulfully crafted plant-based super herb beverages. They are delicious.
It is the big movie coming out for Labor Day.
Oh, It Part 2, Chapter 2.
Yeah.
Are you going to run right out and see that, Vinny?
Run? No. I have a newborn, so I don't go anywhere like that. But
I did see
the first one. I'm a fan. I love Stephen King. I think he's one of the greatest creative minds in pop culture.
I'm with you.
And I was going to say modern, but who's better going back? I mean, like...
In the 70s.
Who's more productive?
I know. He's crazy. Like, just a book or two a year. And now his son's kicking into high gear. Joe Hill.
You know what? Not high enough.
I know. Come on, Joe. Get on your dad's work ethic track. Start cranking those books out.
I haven't seen anything out of that guy in a while.
What's the last thing? Nosferatu?
I don't know.
There's like five books that he wrote. All five are great. I really like them. Four or five.
My wife is making her way through Nosferatu.
Oh, it's so scary.
Loves it. Mm. And I'm actually glad. Finally, she's found something that she's, you know, sort of hooked into.
That's the first book in a long time that I felt real blood-curdling fear from. Yeah.
Full-on chills.
It's a show now. I haven't watched it either. I wonder how the casting is.
It's real hard for me to see that going well.
Because there's such a suspension of disbelief. Like, this chick has tapped into sort of an alternate universe and finds that there are other people who have done the same thing. Like, it's pretty... You pay a price, though.
Right.
So good. Oh, my God. And the antagonist is the creepiest. The creepiest.
Anyway...
Who's the cast as Nosferatu? It's a younger guy than I thought.
It's the guy from...
Zachary
it's Quinto? Spock.
Oh, right. Zachary Quinto? Quinto?
Quinto?
Oh, yeah.
Quintos.
Charlie Manx?
Yeah, Charlie Manx. Yeah. I pictured him as an old man.
Oh. Well, in the pictures, he does look like an old man.
Oh.
It's not. It's one of the things that turned me off. I started to watch it and haven't gone back.
Oh, you did.
I started to watch it,
think of the little girl?
Everything's good so far. They're so Boston. It's awesome.
Oh, is that where it's set?
It's like Haverhill or something,
right?
Yeah, it's like New England, that thick accent, the very blue-collar area.
Yeah.
Mom works, dad works, you know, she wants to be an artist, and they're like, you gotta work.
Right.
Come join me and clean houses.
Right.
That's what we do around here.
Yeah, we don't sit around painting pretty pictures.
Drawn pictures.
What's Christmasland like?
That's awesome. It seems great.
You're going to love it.
I'll
you should go.
All the creepiness.
That's where the guy deposits the souls of the children.
Okay, let's not give the whole thing away.
Well, it's in the description. Oh, I was right. Reading the description.
Yeah. Well, I guess they got to suck you in. Man, I can't. I was watching some trailer for a book that I'd read. I can't even think of the movie. And I really did think, really, you're going to give that away in the trailer? Like, they just show you so much.
Yeah. Does this girl that's fighting the vampire have supernatural abilities as well?
I don't want to say.
So that's a yes.
Is it?
Oh, it
all right. Hey, let's get into the trash here. I mentioned Miley Cyrus and Caitlin Carter. Mm-hmm. Miley Cyrus just broke up with Liam Hemsworth, as he's the one filing for divorce. I have that stuff, too. Caitlin Carter is the ex of Brody Jenner. And I guess they've been broken up a little longer, it seems like, than Liam and Miley have. They did marry, but it seems that it wasn't official. It was like in
they
Indonesia
got married
out
of the country and didn't have the proper paperwork.
Right, so while they had a ceremony and they just adore each other, it was never legal and she just walked away.
6 years?
Yeah,
does that sound right?
You know, it was a decent length of time. So I guess while they were both couples in their own rights, they hung together all the time. The four of them were regular double daters.
Is that right?
Apparently so. They were pretty close friends. Mm-hmm. Brody
so
and Liam.
So are we to believe these two ladies have had their eyes on each other?
Quite possibly.
All right.
It seems that the Liam and Miley split is more acrimonious than the Brody and Caitlin split, which seems to be going just fine, especially since romantic friends Miley and Caitlin sent a joint birthday present to Brody on Wednesday.
Oh, hearty har har.
Jenner turned 36 on August 21st, yesterday, and he shared the gift on his Instagram stories, a gift box from a marijuana dispensary, Lowell Farms, complete with a weed bouquet. He said, Miley and Caitlin, you guys really stepped it up on this one. You know my favorite company of all time. We got the birthday card attached to the weed bouquet. Look at this. He then zooms in on the birthday card from his ex, Caitlin, and Miley Cyrus that reads, Brody, weed, like to wish you a happy birthday. I've never seen one of these in my entire life. Oh my God, it's the Kush too. Happy birthday to me.
Oh my God.
Caitlin and Brody amicably separated about a year after their intimate Indonesian non-official wedding. And Miley and Liam, they're saying about 7 months they made it. Even though they've now been married for 8 months, they separated a while ago. He was spotted, I don't know, sometime in July, out doing grocery shopping without his ring on. Oh my God!
Oh, without the ring,
the speculation
Vinny.
Oh my
begins.
God!
That's how
check
we're
this
know.
Out.
Wear the ring.
Yesterday, I take my daughter surfing. This is the first time I've gone out since I've been wearing a ring.
Oh.
So. And I need to take the ring off because
why?
it's too loose when things get wet. Like I can take it off. I can take it off right now. It's off. It's on. So I'm in the water. I'd forgotten all about it. And then I'm paddling and I go, so I take it off.
Oh, in the water?
I'm in the water. I forgot all about it. I'm in the water now with my kid. She's my focus entirely. Yeah, it's five.
Right.
Watching her, it's the ocean and my five-year-old.
But where do you put the ring?
So I pull it off because now I realize I'm going to lose this. And I shove it up my wetsuit sleeve. So I get it up. It was up about here where my just before
almost
my elbow.
Your elbow, right.
So it's in there. It's good. Now I'm out of the water and I'm changing by my car. First, I get my daughter changed.
You've totally forgotten about the ring.
I've forgotten that it's in my wetsuit. I get her changed. She's, you know, because she's all. I'm like, all right, let's get you warm and changed. So we get her good and put her down. I'm like, all right, I'm going to change. Pull my suit off and you hear this clink. Dude! And then it rolls down the street and I'm like, whoa! And my daughter's on, dad! So stupid, but sure, I can't, you know.
Wow.
Forgot all about it. It's the first time. I'm going to have to remember to, I almost feel like I just want to get it sized down.
Yeah.
So it just
make it a little harder to get on and off.
Exactly. You should.
Because otherwise, I'm going to forget to take it off every time.
I think we have the opposite problem. I think John needs to get his cut off. It's
it's
so
tight.
But if it's not bugging him.
Yeah, but it's looking bad. It's
sausage-y?
Looking like. Yeah, it looks. It's like there's a lot of skin below and above. And even though he can roll it and he can kind of move it, it's there's no ever getting it off. Like, I think he just needs to get it removed and get a half size. Bigger, just to give his, you know, his sausagey little fingers a chance to grow.
They don't need to grow?
It seems wrong. What if he puts
some,
on
like,
weight or something?
Dental floss inside and then pull it off that way. Give it
a
little
I've
room.
Heard that works.
Yeah. But they can't they stretch it out? Or
I think so. I think they take it off you and just add to it. Or
Eddie and Ellie Hahn can tell us.
Or he can buy a new one. But the guy rings are cheap.
Yeah,
well,
they
the
are.
Chick ring is cheap, too.
That's your band. I mean... The engagement ring ain't cheap.
Yeah. He got me a ring for our 30th year together, which is this month. And but it's too big. So I have to go get it sized. Mm-hmm. So I was thinking
that's why you never wear it?
Yeah, I just don't
I saw it the time you flipped me off in the pictures at the wedding and then I haven't seen it since.
Oh. Yeah, I wore it to your wedding.
Ruby, yeah.
You're flipping me off in
that. He got me a ruby. It's so pretty. It has like, these little emeralds as leaves on the side. It's gorgeous. But I'm afraid to wear it because it has flown off my hand before.
Oh, see, that's the thing.
I'm like, yeah, I can't have that.
You know, Eddie and Ellie will come here and take it from you and do it and bring it back here.
Well, I really want to get John's ring size at the same time. So.
My buddy Frankie.
Totally ding ding shame.
You know Frank from the, he did photos.
Not Quiñones. Quiñones.
Carrarte.
Quiñarte, yes.
He wrote me and said, you got to get a couple burner rings and put the good one away.
Oh.
So there's some throwaways, I guess, mm-hmm. that you should
keep
be wearing.
That's funny.
That's, well, maybe
wear
that is what I'll
neck,
do.
Wear it on your neck, too, I guess. Anyway, Liam is the one who's pulling the plug on the Miley Cyrus, Liam Hemsworth wedding. He just filed for divorce. He filed legal docs in L.A., citing the standard irreconcilable differences. They had a prenup. Kept their earnings separate during the marriage. There won't be a fight over money. There are no kids. So they're saying it'll be a pretty easy divorce.
Good for them.
Yeah.
I mean, sad for them.
Very sad, but nice that they'll be able to separate easily. A couple stories about the Obamas. First of all, they love Martha's Vineyard. That's an island off the coast of Massachusetts.
You been?
I have been.
You like it?
I do like it. It's, you know, it's like the Hamptons or something, you know?
So it's rich people.
Yeah, there are not a bunch of poor people living there, that's for sure.
Except the people serving them.
Yeah, well, no, those people commute over on the ferry, I'm sure. I don't know. Maybe there's like a shanty town somewhere where the poor people live. Because mostly it's these mega mansions. This place there, apparently they bought it. According to TMZ, the price was $14,850,000. And the sources are saying that they're paying less, but they don't know what the final price was. It's 29 acres on the ocean. And the house is spectacular. Only a two-car garage.
Oh.
I know. It looks... So, of course, I immediately go to TMZ and look at the gallery of photos. But it is absolutely beautiful. I guess they rented it this summer, and they loved it so much that they made an offer. Here's an overhead shot of it. You can't even see one of the wings. It's hidden behind the forest. But basically, it's a long lawn that splits on either side of sort of a wooded area. It's got a boathouse. It's got everything you'd ever want, unless you have three cars, and then it only has a place for two. 29 beachfront acres. Yay. The main residence is a little shy of 7,000 square feet, 7 bedrooms, 2 guest rooms. Has a lot of weird architectural things inside, like weird cabling. So it's sort of like a modern... traditional, like it looks like a pretty traditional house from the outside, but then inside it's got all kinds of like weird industrial stuff. But they love it, so they decided to buy it.
Good for them.
How much was it?
Well, somewhere around 14 mil. I don't know what they wound up paying for it, but they're I guess they were renting it all summer and were like, we need to keep this place.
If you can afford the payments on it.
Sure. Maybe they'll just buy it outright. I have no idea what their situation
is. Who does that?
I don't know.
You're not going to get rid of all your cash.
If you had the
Online
money.
Online says that Barack is worth $40 million.
Oh, my God.
And it also says she's worth $40 million, so I don't know if that's combined.
They say there's a recession on the way. I'd buy a house outright. That protect that money. The house, at least you got the house.
Mm-hmm.
It's real. It's your estate. Obama's have a deal with Netflix, and they've just, I don't know if it's up yet, but their first film is about life in a U.S. factory under Chinese bosses. So I had thought that they were going to sort of come up with their own ideas and, you know, have a Netflix deal to develop them, but it looks like they're going to places and watching documentaries and finding things that resonate with them, and they're going to be buying those and making them part of their Netflix deal.
That makes way more sense.
It does.
It's harder than you think. Well, you know, to come up with ideas and then see them through. I don't know that the Obamas did some great politicking, but film work?
I know. It's called American Factory. They acquired it at the Sundance Festival, and they're going to release it on Netflix. It started yesterday. Mm-hmm. And it's the first offering from their Higher Ground Productions company. So there's a guy, he's an employee at an Ohio car glass factory where hundreds of Chinese laborers have come to work, far from their wives, children, and homeland. This employee says they refer to us as the foreigners. He's American, not Chinese, and is finding life very different under new management after a billionaire, they call him Chairman Cao, swept into town, reopened the shuttered, iconic former General Motors factory in 2014. So he came in and opened this place back up and hired locals, but also didn't hire locals.
Hmm.
They call it reverse globalization. And so if you are interested in what the Obamas, their first offering, that is apparently on Netflix. And apparently it's going to be in select theaters. So, and it's called, what is it again? American Factory. I thought of this story. I had it in my pile yesterday, but I thought of it because last night on Big Brother, after the veto competition, two of the house guests had red Baywatch looking bathing suits
mm-hmm,
on.
Mm-hmm.
They even had like a float,
mm-hmm.
like they would run after someone who was drowning with
yeah,
on Baywatch.
Donut.
Yeah, and
rescue donut.
They decided they were going to do a bunch of slow mo running through the house and even rescue someone. One person pretended they were drowning, and mm-hmm. Tommy carried her to safety. Dropped her pretty hard on the bench, apparently.
Oh.
And that really set Christy off, because she was like, what? Are you having fun with the enemy? Well, I just lost my chance to stay in the house. Anyway, it was just funny, because I had read this story yesterday about Pam Anderson. Not only does she still fit into her red Baywatch swimsuit, she whips it out on dates.
Oh.
She says that... Well, it's saying here it's been 22 years since she wore it on the hit show Baywatch on the set. But she says she slips into it from time to time. Not only does she fit into it, she will surprise a date with it. She says, I jump in the shower with a bathing suit and then jump on them wherever they are in the house, all soaking wet.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
That is awesome. Here's a shot of her in the suit from back in the day and a shot of her now. And you can see that. She certainly looks like she'd still fit into it.
She's a little thing, right?
Oh, my God. They say she's just tiny.
5'7".
Yeah, but that...
I thought she was, like, 5'4".
Oh, maybe in heels and hair. She's 5'7". No, I've heard that when you can't believe how small she is when you uh-huh. are next to her in real life.
Wow.
That she's just super narrow.
Mm-hmm.
With big ol' chi-chis. Big ol' whatever those are. So she grabs the bathing suit and she
That's
attacks
cute.
Her. I know, I think
I
it's
like
really
it.
Funny. Imagine that. Here comes Pam Anderson. Yikes.
We'd all like that.
I wouldn't mind it, personally.
I know,
be like, oh, hey, Pam.
Get over here, girl.
What's going to happen? Oh, you're all wet. Hey, what's coming up in the news, Vin?
The friendliest and rudest states in America. That's one of those typical polls. I'll do some fast facts, a blood test that can tell you when you're going to die, and more after these.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. New episodes of the Johnny Mosley Podcast drop at RadioAlice.com every Monday. Check it out. It is a fun show. Johnny Mosley every Monday at RadioAlice.com.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by The Organic Coup. Did you know that when you eat certified organic salad at The Coup, there are no toxic pesticides or chemicals and no Roundup, too? What's in your salad? Seriously, do you know?
No.
Well, I do if I eat at the Organic Coup.
That's right.
None of that stuff's in there. Just cucumbers and lettuce.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe some carrot, tomatoes, avocado.
Yeah.
Here's
yeah,
what's happening. Mm. So this is just one of those regular old surveys they do when they want to see how friendly people are.
Oh.
So
I bet you Massachusetts doesn't come out too big.
Massachusetts is on the list of the rudest states in America.
Yeah. They're not rude, they're direct. It just seems rude to other people. In my humble opinion, being a person from Massachusetts.
What do you call them?
Massholes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
New York has been named the rudest state in America, followed by Arkansas, Delaware, Massachusetts, New Jersey, Washington, New Hampshire, Nevada.
New Hampshire?
Yeah.
Oh my God, people are so nice in New Hampshire. I guess just by comparison. The massholes all think the Cowhampton.
Man, New England, Delaware, Massachusetts.
Well, Delaware's not New England.
It's not?
No. Connecticut, Vermont, New Hampshire, Massachusetts, and Maine. And Rhode Island. Sorry.
Oh, Rhode Island is what I'm
the other tiny about. State, right?
Where the hell's Delaware at?
South of Virginia? Or right there, just south of Maryland, isn't it?
We're looking at a map, everyone. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. We need help.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that the Chesapeake
There's
Bay right
Philly,
there?
Philly, Baltimore, Washington. See all that?
Yeah, but where's Delaware?
Oh, so it's
right
north of Virginia.
Oh, this part right here,
that tiny little
piece. Little red piece.
Is that on Maryland?
Oh, snap. It's, where is Maryland?
Is all that right. Whole thing Maryland right there?
I don't know.
Boy, this is not...
Delaware.
That's not good.
Oh, yeah, it's so tiny.
You got some nerve, you tiny little state.
Yeah.
Yeah. You bunch of jerks. What number are they?
Let me see here. One, two. They're third place.
Oh,
they're
boy.
Ahead of Massachusetts.
Wow.
On the rudest states in America.
I don't even know if I've ever been to Delaware.
Well, clearly.
You'd almost have to go out of your way to get there. It's like down on a peninsula.
I haven't got any idea. So Rhode Island's not in?
Yes, Rhode Island is in New England.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Yeah. That's just south of Massachusetts between Connecticut and Mass on the right-hand side.
The friendliest states in America. Minnesota's number one.
I would have absolutely guessed that. I couldn't believe how friendly people were there.
Tennessee, South Carolina, Texas, Wyoming, Indiana. No
oh.
California on either side of that list. That's fine. I'll run middle of the road on
yeah.
that. But New York, least friendly state in America.
They're pretty friendly to Alicia Keys and Jay-Z.
How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts.
This is such a trip. So we've known that... Actually, I take it back. Let me state it this way. I've known that China has a huge population.
Yeah.
I've heard, I've never been, but I've heard that in place are some weird laws that allow people to only have one kid and that people want boys and
yes.
that there's a lot of weirdness mm-hmm. surrounding family building in China because of the overpopulation problem.
Yes.
I don't know any of that to be fact because I've never been.
Right. You just hear it. I agree with you.
So when I read this stat, I thought, oh, my God. When the U.S. became a country in 1776, China's population was already over 300 million.
Oh, which is where our population is now, right?
Which is where America's population is today.
Incredible.
In 1776, China's population was 300 million.
Mm. Wow.
I don't understand...
In a way, it seems like a billion. Like, what is their population now? A billion what?
It's 1.43 billion.
Oh, boy.
So do they just like doing it?
Or there's no birth control? Is that against the law, birth control?
Well, no, there has to be. There was a one-child rule in
right.
place for a long time.
Yeah.
In fact, I think they recently loosened that because there aren't enough children
well,
to support the
right.
aging.
You have population right. issues if you
right,
stop.
If you limit it like
right.
that.
Well, I just went, oh my gosh. Their population was our current population
200 plus years ago, right. Incredible. That's actually astounding. Like, I didn't think any place had hundreds of millions of people back in the olden days. Well,
China did.
Yeah.
John Quincy Adams thought the Earth was hollow and approved a journey to travel to the center of the planet to prove it. He lost the next election, though, to Andrew Jackson, and Jackson killed that plan.
Yeah, we're not going to spend money on
going to the center of the Earth to prove that it's empty. Hollow.
Huh. Hollow. It'd be a stretch to think about. Like, it just seems so solid.
Well, he
had an idea.
It could
cave in on itself, what with the gravity and all.
I mean, you're president. You can have all kinds of kooky ideas, right?
They didn't know everything back then, either.
Well, they don't know everything now, do they?
Well,
if you dug a hole, you could just jump in and land on the other side of the
Earth. Yeah. Just go down. Cool.
That's like time travel.
Yeah, go to China.
It looks like the farthest anyone's ever dug into the Earth is 40,000 feet.
Oh, wow.
How far is that?
And to 8 miles?
Into the center of the Earth, it says it's 4,000 miles.
Wow, the Earth is smaller than you think, isn't it?
4,000 miles to the center of the Earth?
Still. What? When you think about like the diameter is only like 8,000 miles.
That seems small to you?
Yeah, it does.
That seems huge to me.
Yeah, it's incredibly big.
Seems small.
And how does the water stay on? It's so weird.
On top of the Earth?
Why doesn't it all sink in? I don't know. Then it evaporates, I guess, right? It would get too hot and boil up.
The guy who invented the Super Soaker water gun worked at NASA and helped develop the stealth bomber.
The Super Soaker guy?
The Super Soaker guy also invented the stealth bomber.
Huh. That Super Soaker technology is pretty cool.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, the air pressure.
A team of scientists in Germany, this is no longer a fast fact, this is just a story. A team of scientists in Germany just created a new blood test that is incredibly accurate at predicting when someone's going to die.
Oh, why is it so, what are the...
The test analyzes a person's blood, looks for risk signs, and predicts whether the person is going to die in the next 5 to 10 years.
Oh.
And it's been 80% accurate so far.
Oh boy.
Meaning that if it tells you you've got less than a decade left,
it's probably right. Whoa. Does anybody want that?
They say this is just a foundation. We don't see this as the end point. We think we can make it more accurate.
We can pinpoint it. I don't want to know that. I don't want to know. I just want to live my life.
Now
day by day.
You can take a test. Let's say you could take a test. You're at the doc and they go, we can tell you.
No, thanks.
Yes or no?
Nope. I don't want to know.
Are you sure you don't want to know?
Positive. Positive. I don't want to know.
Is there? So you wouldn't say that to the doc, because this would be my question. Is there anything I can do to reverse the possible
if I find
results?
It out? Yeah, but I know I won't do it. So it's like...
You might if you knew
if
you
I
were
would.
Headed to the... You
to
might.
The grave.
Right.
You have 1 foot
to
in the grave.
Ground, yeah.
What if he says... Well, it depends what we find. It's going to be certain things you'll be able to affect and certain things you won't be able to. So I don't want to know.
All right.
I'm just going to live my life, you know? I could get hit by a bus today. Please don't.
Well, the test can't determine your clumsiness.
Mm. I can determine that.
Whoa,
I'm pretty clumsy.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Uh-oh.
Stepped off the curb.
Yeah, stepped the wrong way off a curb. Yeah. Whoopsie.
I should have done these. I just screwed up the order.
Oh, it's all right.
No one knows but you.
Can we just start over?
Yeah.
Take two.
How do you want to do it? Oh, sure.
What's up, I better not give another tag. Here's another story for you, everyone.
Okay.
A 36-year-old guy in New Zealand named Jamie Sutherland recently had dinner with a friend named Louis Lance. They've known each other since elementary school.
Okay.
Louis kept going on about how the Earth isn't round.
Oh, my God.
Then he said he'd bet Jamie $10,000 that it was flat. Jamie said, I'll take your free money. No problem. Let's bet. Shake on it. Then Louis said, all the proof that you're trying to give me about the Earth being round is just part of the conspiracy. You can't convince me, so you'll never get a dime.
In other words, we'll never be able to settle this.
Right.
Huh.
Then they ran into each other at a gas station later on, and Jamie told Louis, you still owe me $10,000.
Yeah.
Louis said, I'm not paying you. I don't believe your nonsense about the Earth
He's
being
still
round.
He's sticking with the whole flat Earth thing.
Yeah. Jamie lost it and said, I'm going to kill you if you don't give me my money.
Uh-oh.
Louis called the cops because suddenly...
Things got real.
Bleep got real. They've been dealing with it since February, and on Monday, a judge dismissed all the charges and says no one has to pay 10 grand. Would you two knock it off?
Just accept that he's a dummy.
Right.
That's...
A judge had to get involved, though, yeah. And say, he doesn't owe you 10 grand. Your friend's stupid. Leave it alone.
And he's a welcher.
Right. Well, whatever that is, I don't know what to say, but, you know.
He did make the bet.
Right.
Was it one of those things where you just said it like to be hilarious? Like,
I don't know why those guys do that. You know, that
it happens.
Kyrie Irving's that guy who, I think, the basketballer who said, yeah, oh, the earth is flat, because he's got reporters at him all day, right. Every day, because he can play ball. And he says that, and he thinks he's hysterical, and everybody has to print it.
Yeah.
Then everybody has to talk about it.
Yeah.
And suddenly he has to answer to everyone who says, so you think the earth, and suddenly he's got to retract it.
Right.
Because it takes on a life of its own, and he can't.
So I can't say anything funny. I can't just be joking around. So do you think he was joking, or do you really think he thinks the earth is flat?
I don't know.
Did they have like a whole, like there was a, some podcast that like Steph Curry and everybody was on.
Well, Steph got in trouble because he was talking about the moon landing.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And NASA was like, you know, you're in a position where people love you.
Yeah.
And we need you to not say stuff like that. And then he got real quick on board with NASA. Which was smart of him.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know? He did a whole tour.
Well, sometimes, right? Somebody's got to point out to you what an influence you are on the youngsters.
I think stuff like that's probably happened here, too. Mm-hmm. Where we're doing a show and we're making jokes and then someone goes, hey.
Yeah.
Ow. And you go, all right.
All right. We'll take that back.
Well, I'm sitting in a little room all by myself.
Right.
Trying to be funny.
that's the goal. Let's just try and have a good time, please.
I mean, keep chipping away at it. We're not going to have anything to talk about.
Right. Well, we already have far less than we did when we first started.
Well, we can only break our own eggs anymore.
No, it's true.
We'll just throw on another song.
Oh, so you guys want to hear more music. I get
it. Is that what you're telling
us? All right. Check out our secret show, though. Boy, we're awful.
We're doing
on
one
there.
Today, right?
Yeah.
We are?
Yeah.
We are. Right.
Thursday's the day.
Unless you have to go on a baby pickup.
No. That was yesterday.
A baby.
This next story is full of crap.
Good thing you're doing it.
Mm-hmm. My favorite kind.
A new study found the cheapest type of car to insure is a minivan.
Oh.
Vinny.
My van has been in trouble 3 times and it's not even 6 months old.
Have your rates gone up? Have you gone
through
insurance
every time?
No,
it's not even about the insurance. It's about how those cars are trouble magnets. And if
no,
you
Vinny,
see
you're
one,
a
no.
trouble magnet. There's a huge difference.
I'm telling you.
Every car you drive, there's incidents
no.
in it. Yes.
And if you see minivans out there, you go, man, that thing's beat to crap. What happened to that thing?
Well, the kids happen to it.
Right. So I'm saying those cars, and, you know, everybody's got a kid in the car going, can I have some gum? Can I? Oh. Hey,
can I have a pack of stickers?
Yeah. I want to hear Moana.
Moana is popular.
You know what I said to my kid yesterday?
What?
And I meant it, too. But
is
it
this
was,
when you were going surfing?
Right after we got done surfing. She was so happy, and I was even more happy. And we're driving home, and I go, man, you were so brave out there. You were like Moana.
Oh.
And she goes, like the smile spreads, and she goes, I was? Oh. And I'm like, oh, my God.
Oh, you hit it.
That's the biggest compliment of all times, apparently.
Wow.
Boom.
That's cute.
Is that intense or what?
It's
yes.
great.
That's
I
amazing.
Go, yeah, really, you yeah. were.
Well, listen, did that's she, no small thing.
No.
She's not even six years old.
Yeah, and coming from the man that she's going to marry?
Yeah, hello. Oh, no, she's into Grady now.
Yeah, great.
Oh, great. Well,
Grady's
that'll,
the new guy.
You know what? Next week it'll
life.
Be someone different.
I hope
what
so.
What did she go home and tell her mom?
A Grady kid.
You know what's weird is she's only 5 and she's still, like, I picked her up from school and I'm like, what'd you do today? Nothing.
Yeah.
I'm like, what in the hell? You're 5. And you're 3 days in, already over it.
Yeah. Mm.
So
well, the kids, I feel like sometimes it's like, you know, when you get home from work and someone says, how was your day at work? And you go, it was fine.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You just don't feel like there was some outstanding thing that you had to tell them about mm-hmm. or something.
So she didn't say much until right around bedtime.
Oh, well.
And then she got all.
Wants to stay up longer. Yeah.
And then she got all frothy and started telling her mom the whole story.
That's a smart kid. That's a kid who saves the good stuff till just about the time I got to go to bed.
Right.
Well, that there mommy it is.
Let me see if I can get an extra half hour, 45 minutes out of this.
Uh-huh. And then.
And then?
That's what she did.
Right. Oh, I'm not done telling you.
Wait. Then?
Right. Oh, that's her mom goes, oh, my God, 8 o'clock. She wants a snack. And then she starts telling me the story. Anyway, that story's full of crap. Those minivans are in trouble all the time.
Well, your minivan.
I don't even have a minivan.
Yeah, no, you have a minivan.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. We'd love to hear from you guys, but don't do it while you're driving.
408, Vinny, you have a van, not a minivan.
Thank you.
Oh, my God, who said that?
408.
408.
So you texted in, huh?
408 likes me. Uh-huh. That's nice to see. The second season of Mindhunter is between 78 and 80. Not sure about the first season.
Oh.
And 707 says, Mindhunter is in the 70s, and it's so addicting. The focus is on Atlanta child... Anyway, 70s, that makes sense. I get, you know...
Yeah. I don't know when cars are from.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm like, oh, those look like 40s cars. But
I was there for the 70s.
Yeah. So maybe that's why you recognized it.
They hold a soft spot in my heart because I was growing up through that with all the feathered hairdos. And
oh,
that.
Yeah. It was good. It was good looks. Sean Cassidy. Come on.
Nobody was talking about Sean Cassidy ever.
I was.
Ever.
Talking about feathered hair. Oh, beautiful. It's so funny. The other day I caught sight of myself in a mirror and my phone was sticking out of my back pocket. I go, oh, it's the new comb. When we all had that comb with the fat handle
sure.
sticking out so you could feather your hair back.
Yeah.
Feathered hair. Did look good.
Yeah, it did. It was good. Yeah. Couldn't do it now, though.
No.
Why not?
I don't think
like
my hair would do
work.
It anymore.
Yeah. Well, you know, hair, you train it.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
But it just seems like too much work.
Yeah.
I'm more of an under girl. Under. You comb it under as opposed to
yes.
combing it out.
Right. Right, because you would comb it forward and then flip it back.
Yeah, exactly.
And kind of pull it back into a nice, neat feather. It's like you had a wing on the side of either head.
Right.
Either side of your head.
Thanks, Farrah.
Yeah. God, I wanted Farrah's hair so bad.
Everyone
Jacqueline's
did.
Hair, actually.
Jacqueline.
She was the one.
Love her still to this day.
Charlie's Angels. The OG Charlie's Angels.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
Oh, you do. You
Shut
must watch.
Up.
No,
you
I mean, I'm just saying. I
you
know them, but I'm not this hair conversation with the brushes in your back pocket thing.
You didn't have a little comb in your back pocket?
No.
Did you have a pick? You had pretty thick hair.
No, I didn't have a pick.
I don't know.
What's coming up in the trash?
Band names that come from other bands' songs.
Oh, that is cool.
It is
That's
cool.
That's a move.
It is. It's a, and you won't believe. So,
that
I mean,
shows from
well-known.
Whence you came.
Yep, exactly.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.